Okay. Shalom. Okay. The title of the Chumash here today is Yisod Bahalicha Sachayim Mikol Melamda Hiskalti. We know that life is full of opportunities. Opportunities of growth, opportunities to learn. And the biggest chaval is if a person had an opportunity and he doesn't take advantage of opportunities. And that's what life is about. It's opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. And sometimes we just sleep through. And we just have an opportunity to learn or to get a relationship with a Rebbe or a friend or go to a shir. And then we don't realize the importance. And a lot of times we don't realize the importance till after the opportunity is gone. Or sometimes in your dating life, you can have an opportunity to go out with somebody. And then you're going with somebody and you, quote, hustled it for some stupid reason. And those are opportunities, missed opportunities. So that's what I want to show you in this week's parsha. Vayetze Yaakov b'Be'er Sheva v'yelech Harana. Yaakov is going from Be'er Sheva to Haran. And that means he passes by Yerushalayim. Vayivka b'mokom v'yolot shom kivah shemesh v'yikach me'avne ha'mokom v'yosim ranshos v'yishka b'mokom ahu. So what happened? Look in Rashi, page 3. So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Chulin. And the Gemara in Chulin says that he was going from Be'er Sheva to Haran, and he passed by the Mokom HaMikdash, and he didn't stop to daven there or anything. He just was oblivious. And he went further. In other words, he passed by the Mokom HaMikdash. He could have had a wonderful opportunity to daven, and he passed by oblivious. And then Vim Tomar, the first word on the line, and Kshaver Yaakov will base a mikdash, but do a lo ikfo sham. Iu lo yoif liwe. Please follow, but Bokum should follow all vosso. Mnashamayim yakvu. You, in other words, Hashem is going to say, look, if you're not thinking about it, I'm not going to stop you. Because Hashem could have made a nace that he would have, he could have got him to stop at the Mokom HaMikdash. He could have caused him to trip there. And then maybe he would have remembered, hey, this is the Mokom HaMikdash. But he kept walking. Kimot al-Choron, 3 lines from the bottom, in Rashi, page 3. Omar Efshar Shavarti al Mokom Shitpalu Avosai Volus Palalti Bo Yoiv Daite Limeder Vichozer Ad Beit El Kopsul Ha'aretz. Unbelievable thing, Rashi tells us. It was, he passed all the way to Haran, and he said, then he hit himself. He said, I mamish missed an opportunity. So he started walking back from Haran, back to going to the Mokom HaMikdash. He got as far as to Beit El, but you know what happened? He got a Kfitzas HaDerech. Now this Kfitzas HaDerech is different than normally. Kfitzas HaDerech normally means I'm going from point A, I need to get to point B, so Hashem makes a miracle that I can get quicker to point B. This Kfitzas HaDerech, Rashi learns, means that he already was trying to get to from A to B. He was trying. He was ready. He was in Charan, so he was ready in Charan. He wanted to get back to the Mokam HaMikdash. What Hashem did was he brought the Mokam HaMikdash to him. So when he got to Beit El, the Mokam HaMikdash came to him. So that was the Kfitzas HaDerech. That's why I think we said this over Sukkot's time, that that Yaakov Avinu is the person who had Yerushalayim come to him. And that's the Sukkot is connected Yaakov Avinu, when the Kedusha Sukkah is even, is the idea is that there's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael even in the Sukkah, because Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha can come to you. So this is an unbelievable idea. In fact, Rabbi Lazdun, the father of the Sofer, used to work in the library many years ago, showed me in the Sefer Pnine Das, on page 5, from Eliyahu Meir Bloch. He just points out, Nira, he lulei sh'ovar elamokav v'lohyah b'kirvaso lo yadoeg lo merlam lo iskarafti v'nisknach v'lamokav avoso v'spal. In other words, if you never would have passed by, it wouldn't have bothered him, hey, maybe I should take a trip to Yerushalayim. So, okay, there's something to say about that. But the Iker Daiga is not, why didn't I go to Yerushalayim? Iker Daiga Haisa, Acharei Shenichnasti Kvar. I was there. V'mokum Shespalu Avosai, Lo Spalalti, V'zem Lamed Lonu Ladas, Ki Havar Av Alomi Avsharas Hashpa, V'mokum Shenitzabo, B'lisha Yishtamish Bo Ha'odom, Garm Hefsed Upagam B'Nafshi Yusom. It's worse. To be there and not to take advantage is worse than not to have even gone in the first place. And then he gives a mashal by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem says, Hashem was going to show Moshe his divine presence. And Moshe was afraid. I asked him Moshe's panav. And then later on, Moshe says, Harein nekodecha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kshiratzisi lo ratzisa. Whereas when I wanted, you didn't. You said no. Now you want. So that's considered a big pagam. When you have an opportunity and you let it go, that's a big pagam. And then he says, "Zalimu gadol atalmid amnimzar bekirvas rabo akamit sarich lizar meod bechavasu lekabel hashpa b'midah haruya." And that, in other words, he uses it in terms of a talmid rebbe relationship. That if you have an opportunity to take advantage of that relationship and you don't, so that's a chisara. So, as I said, this idea comes up in life in so many manifestations. Sometimes there's a good reason why we didn't take advantage of a certain thing, but a lot of times it's just we didn't think about it enough, or we were just lazy, or something like that. And we passed by the Makom HaMikdash. So Yaakov Avinu, he had such a ratzon and such a charata, he was such a madrega, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it up to him, so to speak. But you can't always rely on that. Because Yaakov Avinu, he missed the Makom HaMikdash, and he went further. Now he's going back, and Hashem brought it to him. But that's, I guess Yaakov Avinu was on such a madrega that he had such remorse and such feeling of yearning for it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him nonetheless. But for other people who are not necessarily Yaakov Avinu, you can't rely that you're going to get that opportunity again. So in life, again, you can't drive yourself crazy and say you have to do, sometimes people, think they have to do everything. And if they do everything, they do nothing. So you have to, understand this within its, in the medium. But the general idea is a very true idea. Taking advantage of every situation that we have in life, every opportunity you know, not only opportunities in learning, opportunities in friendship, opportunities to get close, to have relationships with your siblings and your parents, or grandparents. Grandparents is something, you know. Baruch Hashem, many of you are still the age that you have grandparents. And, you know, and a lot of times, they take that for granted. And, you know, they don't call them, don't visit them, you know. And, you know, if you have this opportunity, so it's a tremendous chus. And this idea of trying to find different opportunities of learning, we find in the parsha elsewhere as well. First, the Divrei Chaim of Sanzer Rebbe on page 6 says a pshat vayivka b'mokom. He says a beautiful idea. Was there remez Yaakov Avinu Olav Hashalom Zayotza Mibir Sheva? Be'er Sheva was Eretz Yisrael. It was Mokom HaKedusha. Vayela Charana, Mokom Chol. Charan is a Mokom Chol. Loshem Charan, Charanach. Vayivka b'Mokom. Haimi Yadu, HaShakadosh Baruch. So the Sanzer Rebbe says, Vayivka b'Mokom is a different idea. That that even if he was in a makom that was chol, even if he was in charan, a yifka ba makom, he nonetheless was able to see what he could learn, and he could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu a yifka ba makom even in charan, and he could learn things, some positive experiences from there as well. Oh, so I'd like to try to understand some of the things that he learned. So the Chassidus Svarim, they play up this following idea. In the next pasuk, it says, page 7, Vayishma es divrei b'nei lovin leimor lokoch Yaakov es kol asher lavinu. Yaakov took, you know, all of Lavan's belongings. Yasher Lavinu also is called a kovar hazeh. And then the pasuk continues in page 8. Ve'yomer Lavan liYaakov ma'asisa v'tignov es levovi. You stole my lathe. So what does this mean? So the Teferet Shloima of Radomsk on page 11. Says Vayishmas Divnei Bnei Lavan Leimor Lakov Yaakov is Kol Asher Lavinu. Ki Omnam Zeh Yamidas Shel Avoseinu Kedoshim Lakid Oros Unitzotzes Hakedoshos Bechol Nidrach Kach Raglam. Words. There's a Kabbalistic idea which is far from our understanding. The idea of, you know, that there, even in a Mokom Tumma, there's certain sparks of potential kedusha that we're trying to elevate. So that's very esoteric. In, you know, just to use it in a very practical way, it means to us the idea that we said before, to be able to learn from an experience and take it for a positive lesson. So what he says over here is the idea being that he learns from Lavan. Lavan had a tremendous zrizus and a tremendous enthusiasm for what he did, even though he was the opposite of Kedusha. So what it means, Lokach Yaakov as Kol Asher Lavinu, means he learned from the tshuka, as he says here, that Lavan had for Olam Hazeh, was something that you're into. Sometimes you see people, they're so into making money, they'll mamish do anything. They'll wake up early, they'll do anything. They'll cross the world, you know, to do the better for their business or whatever it is. So the Farish Shlomo is saying that Yaakov is Lakach Yaakov as Kol Asher Lavinu, means he learned everything from our father. Meaning whatever lust that Lavan had for whatever he was pursuing, that taught Yaakov this idea of tshuka, of, you know, you want something is important to you, so you go for it. So Lavan's important thing were in other areas. But Yaakov learned that midah, Mekol Melamda Iskalti. In other words, his stay in Beis Lavan was an opportunity of learning. And then he quotes in the fourth column, unbelievable word, V'losa sur acharei levavchem ve'acharei einechem. He says you shouldn't, you know, go astray with your heart and the eyes. Because a person sees something that he's attracted to, so there's a tremendous lust for it. So the Tefer Shlom is saying that's pshat in the pasuk. You take that lust and that shuka that you see that you might have or people have for those things, and you direct it to what? Laman tizkeru v'asisem es kol mitzvosai. You take that, you learn from that lesson, and you direct it to Avodas Hashem. And that's, in other words, you see the enthusiasm. And that's, he points out, another beautiful idea that he has in the pasuk of by Rivka and Yitzchak, what we read last week in Toldos. It says she took big day Esav Achamudos. You have it here? Big day Esav Achamudos. What does that mean? She took big day Esav Achamudos. So he explains here, I believe he explains here in this. Here, take a look on page 11, in the bottom of the page. Zeh locha big day Esav achamudos perish chemdas tayvus Esav b'ini olam zeh lofsha es Yaakov. In other words, what Rivka did, chemda means that lust, the desire. So she took big day Esav achamudos, means she tried to imbue to Yaakov. You see, Esav, you see, he's such an olam hazeh person. He has such tayvus, but he goes for them. He runs for them. So Lochav, big day Esav Achamudos means to take those, to learn from Esav. You learn from Esav what it is that you really want something, you go for it. You learn that from Lavan. And you learn that from the Yetzirah, Lo Sasura Achrei Levavchem, Laman Tizkeru. And that I remember many years ago, somebody said over from Dr. Lamb, he once said an observation in a pasuk. I don't think we have this verb anywhere, I don't know, you can check, in Chumash, or anywhere, maybe in Tanakh, Lamed Vav. Vayechar Yaakov v'yomer lova ma'pishi mechatosi ki dalakta acharai. Dalakta acharai means... So Dr. Lamb said, Radafta. And he does quote, those are the cases that he quotes in Rashi. But the point is, what is this verb? So it is elsewhere, but the idea is, what is that, Dalakta, right? Why is that a Lashon Radifa? So that's what Dr. Lamb said over, because it's like, you're on fire. You know that expression. You're on fire. Ki dalachta acharai means that, like, you ran after me, like with such eslavus. So that's the lesson that Yaakov takes. He doesn't lose this opportunity of learning. And the Zera Kodesh says in next week's parsha, he says a vort. And what does it mean? First, he speaks about the famous Rashi we spoke about last year, that Lavan says, Lavan garti tayag mitzvah shamarti, on page 16. So what does that mean? So that's one question the Zerah Kodesh has. And then the other question he has is, what's pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim? Ashrei ish asher lo achal batzas rishoyim, the first pasuk in Tehillim. Uderech hatoyim lo amad, ki mitoras Hashem chefzo. So the Zera Kodesh on page 19, the second paragraph, second column. Because what does it mean? It goes from one extreme to another extreme. Ashrei isha lo halach batzas rishoyim, but he goes in the derech haTorah. In other words, he's taking from the most extreme bad to the extreme good. So why does he do it that way? Why doesn't he say Ashrei that somebody that's a little bit good but he could be better or something like that? Why the extremes? So he says this idea in the third column, bottom. Zeh shomer Ashrei isha shalolach batzas rishoyim him toras Hashem chefzu perish shalolach bein harishoyim rak l'tachlis hatova zeh machmas shetoras Hashem chefzu. There was, he's saying like this, a new pshat in the pasuk. Pasha pshat in the pasuk is Ashrei Ish, that he doesn't go with the Rishayim, but he goes with the Tzadikim. No, he says like this, Ashrei Ish, that only looks at the Rishayim to know, to learn from them what he can incorporate in Torah Hashem Chafetz. Whereas he understands that, you know, sometimes you see people that they're so, you know, indulged and so entrenched in what they're doing. And he says, oh, halavai, I should have that hislavus for my learning, for my, you know, he takes that opportunity. And he says, and that's pshat, im lovan garti v'tayag mitzvah shamarti, meaning from Lavan I learned how to keep the Tariq mitzvahs. How to be misgaber in the Yetzirah. In other words, he taught me how much kochos a man can have to pursue a goal. And he says that's what I learned. Obviously Lavan did it in a negative sense, but he did it in a positive sense. And the Sefer Nachalei Dvash quotes some of these Mekoros, and he entitles the Maimer on page 21, Me'evai Techachmeini, the famous pasuk we say in Asiyim. In other words, I should become a Chacham from my Oivim and incorporate that in my Avodas Hashem. So this is the idea, Rabosai, that we started off by saying that Yaakov Avinu, so to speak, does tshuva. He had a missed opportunity. He did tshuva. He was able to be mashlim. And then we said, Vayifka b'makom, the Divrei Chaim, he's able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekoma Shel Olam, even in Haran. And the idea being, the way these Svarim explain, that he's able to learn from Lavan, he's able to learn from Lavan the Mida of his Slavus, the Mida of Zrizus, that Lavan used in his negative way, he's able to learn it to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he takes out from Lokach Yaakov Kol Asher Lavinu. And I was thinking, you know, there's a famous question that is asked, we probably talked about it in the past, and that is at the Seder night, so the one of the main parts of the Seder is to darshan from the Psukim of Arame Overavi, of Bailovan. And there's a whole discussion, why these Psukim? Why are these the Psukim that we highlight at the Seder night? And there are many, many terutzim, but I want to give a new teretz, based on this shir, a new teretz to this old kasha. And that's the following. Because it says in Parshas Bo, on page 25, V'Hashem nosan eschein am azeh b'inei Mitzrayim v'yesh'ilum v'yenatzlu es Mitzrayim. So says the Gemara in Brachas on page 27. Whereas they mamish emptied out Mitzrayim. But it's as if they, it's like there was a pond full of fish and they took out all the fish. I mean, they sucked Mitzrayim, they sucked out everything of Mitzrayim. So I remember many years ago I heard from the Novominsky Rebbe, he quoted the Chidah. So he says, what is that idea? So the Chidah writes on page 28, Vaynatzlatz Mitzrayim. So he quotes, Esher behekdi mashkos of Arizal, Kisibas galuz Yisrael hu levar nitzotzes abdusha. In other words, we know that, again, this esoteric idea that there are all kinds, especially after Adam HaRishon sinned, there's all kinds of sparks of Kedusha all over the world and we have to menatzel it. Again, this is esoteric, but for our purposes, we'll explain that to mean wherever we go, we have to learn from that experience and that makom. And that's what it means that they took out everything from Mitzrayim, meaning they, whatever learned lesson in Kedusha they could learn, they took it out. And this reminds me, there's a shalah that says, what was the point of Mitzrayim? Because Mitzrayim trained us to be avadim. And then we were able to channel that midah of subservience to be Eved Hashem, to receive the Torah and be Avdei Hashem. So we learned, we took out, well, that was the Kedusha, perhaps, based on the Shalah, that we took out. So I think that lesson, in other words, the Vilna Gaon says, you know, why do we read at the Pesach night the story of Lavan? Because he says Lavan was a Maisa of a Simon Labanim for Mitzrayim. Because what happened by Lavan? They went to base Lavan, that was the first Golos, right? They took all his property. That sounds like what happened in Mitzrayim. We went to Mitzrayim, we took all the property. Then Paro hears that we left on the third day. He catches up on the seventh day. The same thing that happened by Lavan. He heard on the third day. He catches up. So to Mamas, the Gaon says, Maisa of a Sima Labonim, that the Maisa Lavan was the blueprint of Mitzrayim. But I want to add that it's the blueprint also of this idea of being in Golus and be able to learn and to take out all the Kedusha that you can learn. Just like Yaakov Avinu, he sees Lavan, he sees how committed he is. Vatignoves Lavavi, I mean, you stole my heart. In other words, you learned what was in my heart, that tremendous passion and tremendous lesson. You learned from me, and that was being able to go into Golus and... It's not the optimum situation to be begolus, but imkvar askvar, if you're already there, you try to, you know, do your best to learn whatever you can. And in life, there's so many opportunities. There's going to be opportunities of positive learning that you have to take advantage of. But there'll be opportunities of difficult situations where you're going to hopefully not have to face them, but if you do, grow from those situations also. But it's only if you sum life, you think about it, and what I could learn from this situation that happened to me. But if lo yahiv daite, like by Yaakov Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to just let you go on. But if it's yahiv daite, and you think about it, and you see what you can learn and grow, sometimes a difficult situation that you went through is going to make you a stronger person and a deeper person than someone else who didn't go through that situation, if you really learn the lesson. So mikom lamda hiskalti. You can learn from everyone. You can learn from a Lavan. You can learn from an Esav. Big day Esav hachamudos. The idea of chemda, of passion and desire, of what Dr. Lamb said is the verb of dalakta. You're on fire. And that's so many learning opportunities. And of course, the Iker Chochma is Lomei Mikol Odom, is to take as many opportunities as we have and to learn from them. And Bez Hashem, this way we could grow to be more mature human beings and more Yirei Shamayim for Ovdei Hashem.